crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Trial begins in Toronto for Giuseppe Zollarano, accused of first-degree murder in alleged hit-and-run of wife. Table of contents, evidence presented by the Crown Defense and Plea, trial proceedings and next steps, community impact and response. A first-degree murder trial has commenced in Toronto against Giuseppe Zollarano, who is accused of fatally striking his wife, Catherine Zollarano, in a hit-and-run incident in South Etobicoke. Surveillance footage presented by the Crown reveals the involvement of a GMC Savanna van registered to Giuseppe, which was seen mounting the sidewalk near the location of the collision. Following the incident, Giuseppe was captured on video returning home and later interacting with a witness who found Catherine. Giuseppe Zollarano has entered a plea of not guilty, and the trial is currently underway. The trial of Giuseppe Zollarano has brought significant attention to the tragic incident that occurred in South Etobicoke, Toronto, where his wife, Catherine Zollarano, lost her life. The Crown has introduced surveillance footage as a key piece of evidence, showing a GMC Savanna van, registered to Giuseppe Zollarano, mounting the sidewalk near the scene of the fatal collision. Evidence, presented by the Crown. The surveillance video plays a central role in the prosecution's case. It captures the moment the van allegedly involved in the hit-and-run drives onto the sidewalk and strikes Catherine Zollarano. Prosecutors argue that the footage places Giuseppe Zollarano at the scene, implicating him in the first-degree murder charge. Additionally, post-incident footage shows Giuseppe returning to his residence shortly after the collision and subsequently engaging with a witness who had discovered Catherine. Defense and plea. Giuseppe Zollarano has pleaded not guilty to the charges. His legal team maintains that the evidence is insufficient to conclusively prove his involvement in the hit-and-run. The defense is expected to challenge the validity and interpretation of the surveillance videos, as well as any other testimonies presented during the trial. Trial proceedings and next steps. Opening statements have outlined the scope of the prosecution and defense arguments. Witnesses, including the individual who found Catherine, are being called to testify. Forensic experts may be summoned to analyze the vehicle and collision details. The trial is anticipated to continue for several weeks as both sides present their cases. Community impact and response. The incident has deeply affected the South Etobicoke community, raising awareness about pedestrian safety and hit-and-run incidents. Local authorities have reiterated their commitment to thoroughly investigating such cases to ensure justice is served. As the trial progresses, updates will be provided to reflect new developments and evidence disclosed in court. In summary, the ongoing first-degree murder trial of Giuseppe Zollarano addresses serious allegations surrounding the tragic death of his wife, Catherine Zollarano, in a hit-and-run incident in South Etobicoke. Key surveillance footage presented by the Crown places the accused vehicle and its driver at the scene, while the defense challenges the sufficiency and interpretation of this evidence. The trial is still underway, with multiple witnesses expected to testify and forensic analysis likely to play a critical role. This case has not only garnered considerable public attention, but also highlighted important issues related to pedestrian safety in the community. As the proceedings continue, further updates will provide clarity on the outcome and any additional findings revealed during the court sessions.